All right, everyone, it's October 1st. For those of you who've been listening to Helpful Snowman for any amount of time, you know it's Halloween. The extremely creative name I came up with for the way we celebrate October around here. And what it is we do 31 days with 31 podcasts. Often, you know, that's in the theme song I make up specially for Podoween, which I usually enjoy making, and it sounds not great. And by the end of it, I'm sick of it, but, you know, that's what I do. Each year, I kind of, well, when I first started doing Podoween, it was just because, like, I love Halloween, and I wanted to do something for Halloween, you know, just kind of to enhance my own enjoyment of the holiday. So, you know, I started with some pretty standard stuff as far as if you've listened to like a true crime podcast or, you know, a podcast that's like, here's the sickest shit, you know, like that kind of stuff. Here's the spookiest things that have ever happened. Basically, you know, you look up a list of top 10 spookiest things and go with a lot of those. I did a lot of those. And then I started doing themed years because at some point I couldn't remember which things I had already done. So I would look up spooky stories and stuff and be like, ooh, that's spooky. But I was like, I don't have a cataloging of everything I've done. So, you know, I just need to do something to make sure that I'm getting it in. So, you know, it went from, well, and usually I would do something like, a part of the tradition was to do something pretty distasteful at some point, which this was a part of the tradition that was completely unintentional, but it just happened. And so, you know, I would do like audio from the toy box killer that you're like, oh my God, that's a bit much. Make that funny, Pete. Waka waka. You know, that kind of thing. And so I started doing themes, and sometimes that fits into the theme and sometimes not. So some of the themes I've done, I did a candy year a couple years ago. I think this was maybe during a COVID shutdown, 2021, probably. You know, I guess I felt like the world was scary enough. You know what I mean? Maybe living through a plague, it was like, you know, we probably have enough scary shit happening right now. Not right now. Not today, everybody. I don't really care for people who are like, now's not the time for, you know, comedy, or now's not the time to talk about serial killers. But if you want to make that own choice for yourself, you know, by all means, go for it. So that was like a candy-focused year. Another year I did a semi-scripted, semi-spontaneous retelling of the Phantom of the Opera, sort of. These are all things you can look back and find. So I don't know. I don't need to go through this. This year's theme, for a long time, I've thought about, you know, a couple themes that we could do that I haven't really managed to find a great way to do it. One is, you know, movies. Obviously, horror movies, they hold a special place in my heart and everyone's heart. And the thing with a horror movie 31-day thing is that I'm sort of like, I don't know what to say about horror movies. I don't know what to watch that probably hasn't been discussed on a dozen podcasts. And that's why last year I did Halloween specials, TV specials or special episodes of ongoing series that were Halloween-themed. Because I was like, well, this is probably a little different, at least. But I've never really figured out my movie angle. You know, I'm like, should I do like the worst of every series? Should I do, you know, this? Should I do that? And I'm just like, I don't know. Should I watch sequels to movies I've never seen? You know, like these are the sorts of things. Should I look up the most common public domain horror movies that always come on those packs, you know, like, what is it, 976 Evil 2, for some reason, is on every single one of those. But the other one that I've always kind of wanted to do and never really figured out is books. Horror novels or, you know, horror adjacent novels or something. Partly because I think, you know, I've tried to do pizza cult books as like a video show and, you know, with mixed results, as most things I do have. And then the other reason is because books are tough because it's you in order to have a podcast where you're going to talk about 31 books, even if they're pretty short books, you have to make that decision November the previous year. You know what I mean? Because if you have 10 months, let's say, to do it, you got to read 3 a month. I mean, basically, you have to read one book per week for a year in order to make this work. So I've never actually made that work. I've never been able to sort of get that one book a week thing going. And I never really thought of it enough in advance to make it work. Until this year, because here's the other thing I did. I was like, well, I could read much shorter books and thereby, you know, have an easier time of it. I was a kid of the 90s, and so of course, Goosebumps were a part of my life. And what I decided to do was to do Goosebumps for this Podoween. And I've got an intro I've put together, so here it goes. The bumps definitely, as Jack Black put it so delicately, goosed me when I was a kid. Mostly Stay Out of the Basement, a book in which the main characters do the one thing that they are asked not to do, like, constantly. Seriously, the dad says the phrase stay out of the basement twice in the first chapter. Can he make it clearer that the kids should remain anywhere but in the basement? He's fine with them leaving the house, playing around upstairs, probably wouldn't be opposed to some wild early 90s teen party where someone puts a pizza on a record player and puts down the needle and it plays a song like probably something like that da-da-da-da-da-da-da song from the Italian restaurants. The one thing that dad wants them to not do, and it's like the only thing they can think of to occupy their time. I also had dabblings with one of the Mummy Goosebumps, which I remember being spooky. The Werewolf of Fever Swamp is the one I tried to read while I had a fever, and the mention of fevers didn't help. Say Cheese and Die I quite liked, and I still think the title is peak comedy, and whatever the hell that one was where a kid got turned into a bee rocked my ass. Horrorland sounded like mostly a great time, having been to Haunted Trails in Joliet, Illinois many times. I never fucked with Fear Street, maybe that seemed too mature for me, by which I mean too much romantic subplot, not buckets of blood. I did read The Beast, which I can only assume was about a haunted roller coaster because a scary roller coaster was on the cover. I'll have to revisit that one. It was like a complete barn burner at the Scholastic Book Fair because it was like, oh shit, R.L. Stein is at it again, and this time there are no geese pimples in sight. But other than the existence of the Beast and the cover art, which showed like a tiger in handcuffs, which was the Beast roller coaster's logo, I have zero memory of what happens in it. So for this Podoween, we're taking a trip down Goosebumps memory lane, R.L. Stein Boulevard, Werewolf of Fever Swamp Way, Scholastic Complete Scam Roundabout. We're going to do some Goosebumps books, but we're also going to do some Goosebumps knockoffs, some Goosebumps adjacents, some R.L. Stein alternates, and kind of expand into the larger Bumpaverse. This Podoween is also a first because some of it is fully written. Yes, I've taken my one hobby that makes me zero income, writing, and adapted it into a second hobby that makes me no income, podcasting. It's the best of both worlds in that neither is actively costing me money, but I'm not earning anything either, which is honestly the best someone of my stature and talent level can hope for, to not actively harm my own station in life. Other episodes will be a little more spontaneous or made up as I go. What's the word? Improvisational? That makes it sound like I'll be asking listeners to give me an animal, a job title, and a regional food. I legitimately read somewhere around 15 to 20 books for this year, which is kind of a lot. They read fast, they all go about 120 pages, but it's still not easy to find the time. How does he do it, you're all asking? On the toilet, he answers. I'm not kidding. I read most of these books while taking shits. Children's chapter books are perfect bathroom reading. They're broken up into short chunks, they're not that complicated, And who gives a shit if they get a little water damaged? It's fine. This is how they should test read these books, on the crapper. If an adult can absorb and enjoy the book while they're deabsorbing the food they've digested, which maybe they'll also enjoy if they're a fucking sick pervert, then the book is probably good to go. I don't say this just to be crude and crass, although that's part of the motive here, but also because I want to be clear about a couple of things. One is that this isn't going to be a plot summary of a bunch of Goosebumps books, okay? This is taking the tone of my online book reviews, which is that they talk about the book more or less, sometimes, for about two sentences, and then veer off into whatever topics they happen to veer off into. We'll talk about the 90s kid obsession with slime, we'll talk about my own experiences with some of these books, and we'll discuss whether R.L. Stine is happy or trapped in a hell of his own making. Is that the real horror? That R.L. Stine is forced to crank out book after book in some never-ending Sisyphean task, pushing a giant pumpkin uphill every autumn only to have it roll back down on November 1st? So if you're looking for a serious literary discussion or a cultural examination of something, like one of those four-hour YouTube videos about a single ride at Disney or something, look somewhere else. Look anywhere else. Perhaps for that four-hour Disney video that I couldn't hang with because I don't think I've cared about anything enough to watch a four-hour documentary about it. I wouldn't watch a four-hour documentary of my own life that included footage I had never seen before. The goal here isn't so much to inform as it is to entertain. So I'll leave out a lot of shit in order to accomplish the one and minimize the other. Tomorrow we begin in earnest with the first book in the series, Welcome to the Dead House. So with that, I leave you for today. I hope you're excited for this month, as excited as I am, which is medium. I'm excited for it, but also it's a lot of work, so I'm not excited for that. So I think you can match my excitement pretty easily. And we'll just outro with our theme song that we've created for this month, thanks to some excellent help from Poonmaster Flex. Anything you don't like about this theme song is my fault and not hers. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Goosebumps. Reader beware, you're in for a scare.